could you kind of draw me a sketch of the floor plan of that bungalow that you lived in?
I'm not doing much for a drone, but I'll do the best I can.
Well, it doesn't have to be great. About how long did you live there?
We lived there about 10 years. You see, I can give you kind of a sketch of this thing. That had a hole all the way through this thing, I remember. And let's see, we had one bedroom right here. This was a little kitchen back here, and this is the dining room, and this was the living room, and these two. Let's see, we had about three bedrooms over here.
Could you label those for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you label those for me?
Yeah.
Those rooms?
So this is the living room. Dining room. This is a kitchen. And let's see where we had it. This is a bedroom.
What is that one?
And this one here was just a. Oh, we used this for really for. Another dining room. We had two. This is what we used when we had company. We used this one right here. I remember for a dining room. So we had two dining rooms. And these is bedrooms. This is one we built. Now that we built this bungalow. Now we had a big porch. Right here all the way across the back, and had one in front too. Right here all the way across.
Is this one story?
Mm-hmm. It's one story building.
Uh-huh. What was it made of?
We just made it out of wood, right out of the wood. We cut the logs and came to the mill, had the lumber sawed up, and built it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. How do you heat it?
Just wood. Wood heat in fireplaces.
What do you call the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Flues, those chimneys. Uh-huh. We had about two flues and one chimney with a fireplace.
Would you write on here what this is and these things?
This is a hall right here. All the way through, and then there's a door right there, goes out the back, and the door here comes out the front.
Did y'all have a lot of livestock and stuff on
the place? Yes, we had 8 mules and 1 horse and 3 cows and a bunch of pigs.
What did y'all raise?
Corn, cotton, hay, wheat, clover, just a general farm, chickens and eggs, and on cows, because we had plenty of milk and butter. We lived pretty good on the farm on the way there.
Where did you keep your milk and butter to keep it cool?
we just had a spring that we usually just put it in a container and set it down in the cool water, because we didn't, as far from city, we didn't have city water. We had a spring close to the house, and we kind of built it up and built a box around it where we could set this milk and stuff down in this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it cool. You couldn't keep it too long, though, with that.